The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Thank you so much for being here. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins, and the five stories we're watching today.
Right. Let's pull this up here. Number five, Gilmar Abrego Garcia is now in ICE custody. This is the Maryland man that Democrats have been fawning over for the last several months. He's been arrested, now faces deportation. They're talking about sending him to Uganda.
Get him out.
Thanks. Number four, President Trump is signing an order to end cashless bail in Washington, D.C. as part of the crime crackdown. 12 straight days, no homicides. It's a good sign.
You gotta pay.
Number three, he's also talking about sending the National Guard into Chicago. He said today that Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is taking the wrong side of the crime issue, which he calls a 93-7 issue, and should be thankful instead of being a disaster and a slob who needs to hit the gym.
Yeah. Seriously overweight.
Those are his words, yes. Number two, California Governor Gavin Newsom is continuing this bizarre Twitter trolling, which is just stupid. And now a new poll from Harvard shows it's not really working. His approval's at 29%. Trump is at 47.
Hilarious.
And number one, the DNC has figured out how to win back men. The chair, Ken Martin, opened up their summer meeting in Minneapolis by inviting up, I'll just call her a beefy chick, to read to the crowd.
Okay.
This is Lindy Somek, who is from the Saginaw Ojibwe Nation, and she's going to deliver our land acknowledgement today. Lindy?
Bonjour. Lindy Somek, Ninjitjinakaz, Amakdotum, Saginaw Chippewa Dojibwa, Anishinaabe Kwe, and Dow. Good morning, DNC members, friends, and relatives. Let's talk about the land for a second. The DNC acknowledges and honors the Dakota Oyate, the Dakota people, who are the original stewards of the lands and waters of Minneapolis. The Dakota cared for the lands, lakes, and the Wapatanka, the Great River, the Mississippi River, for thousands of years before colonization. This land was not claimed or traded. It's a part of a history of broken treaties and promises. And in many ways, we still live in a system built to suppress indigenous peoples' cultural and spiritual history. As Democrats,
blah, 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 she goes on.
I thought Prince solved all that in Lake Minnetonka when Apollonia got naked in there.
Well, he was known for solving problems, but yeah. I don't know if that was one of them.
That's top five stories we're looking at today, I guess. The DNC is doubling down on preachy, beefy chicks to talk to them. Speaking of which, by the way, Brickhouse Nutrition's Labor Day sale just went live. Get 25% off of everything like Field of Greens and the best-selling weight loss formula, Lean. Go to BrickhouseNutrition.com. Use code LaborDay25 to get 25% off everything.
You know, a less skilled broadcaster could never combine the two like that. You pulled it off magically.
Thank you.
Really, really good.
Certain talent.
It is a great talent. I'll tell you that right now.
I did not take my 7-year-old daughter to see that movie in the theater, however, when Apollonia did get naked in Lake
Minnetonka. Well, I didn't take her in the theater. I took her. She was a home. It was VCR at the time we saw it.
Oh, Did you go later to go see it in the theater?
Yeah.
Did you like cover her eyes during those parts?
I don't recall. Probably not.
Oh my goodness!
This is a horrible father. It really was.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Dang!
I was not a horrible father, by the way.
You said it. I didn't say it.
No, I said it.
I just can't believe a 7-year-old watching that movie.
Well, you know,
it's wild.
That was the first time I'd seen it, and I just thought, well. You know, I don't know. I hadn't seen it before. I didn't preview it, so I didn't know.
It was rated R.
Yeah, but, you know, sometimes that's a little funky. So
usually rated R stuff's fine for 7-year-olds.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, Prince, very...
Golly!
Prince is very well known for being, let's say, conservative with his themes and subject matter.
Yeah. Especially then, after the Dirty Mind album. Yeah. Well, holy mackerel.
I only played that on Saturdays.
News update to get to in the Scott Robbins Drive. Back to straight ahead.